Welcome to the Deep Dive. We take all that research, those legal decisions, news articles, really anything you send our way, and we break it down. Today, we're diving into Rogers v. Lodge.
Yes.
It's a story about voting rights, race, and how systems that seem fair, at least on paper, can really have some big consequences.
Absolutely. This case is really all about what it means to have, you know, a fair and equal democracy.
Exactly. And our story takes us to Burke County, Georgia, back in 1982. Imagine living in a county where most of your neighbors, you know, they're black just like you, but no one who looks like you has ever been on the county's governing board. That was Burke County.
Yeah, and the reason was how they elected their county commissioners. They had what's called an at-large election system. So instead of separate districts where voters choose someone from their area, everyone in the whole county votes for all five seats on the commission.
So even though black residents were the majority, they weren't concentrated enough in one spot to, like, make a voting block.
Right.
White voters, though, they had a slight majority among those actually voting and always voted together.
Yeah, so think about that. Even if black voters all supported one black candidate, it wouldn't be enough. The white voters could just shut out anyone they didn't want by voting as a group.
It sounds like people were being denied a voice. And a group of black citizens in Burke County, they agreed, they sued, saying that the at-large elections violated their rights under the 14th and 15th Amendments.
Yeah, those amendments guarantee equal protection and the right to vote without discrimination. And these citizens felt like this system was totally undermining those rights.
And this wasn't, like, theoretical. It was about real people not having a say in how their community was run.
Exactly.
And their case, well, it had its ups and downs in the lower courts. A district court actually sided with them. They even ordered Burke County to switch to single-member districts to fix things.
Mm-hmm.
But there was a problem. This ruling didn't really line up with a recent Supreme Court decision, Mobile v. Bolden, which basically made it way harder to prove that a voting system was discriminatory.
Yeah, so it's like the courts were saying, okay, you can challenge a system, but you got to prove that whoever made it, they made it to discriminate against minority voters.
Right, which is, like, impossible to prove.
Yeah.
It's not like people are going to write down, let's make this system so black people can't get elected.
Exactly.
So how do you even prove intent when it's not written down? And that's why Rogers v. Lodge went to the Supreme Court. The justices, they knew they had to figure out this whole issue of intent versus impact.
Right, right. And their decision would change voting rights law all over the country.
So what happened? Did the Supreme Court side with Burke County or with the black citizens who challenged the elections?
They sided with the black citizens. It was a huge decision. They said you don't need direct evidence of racist intent to prove a voting system is discriminatory.
So they were basically saying, we get it. It's hard to know what people were thinking, but we can look at the whole situation, the histories of discrimination, what the system actually does, and we can figure out intent from that.
Exactly. And that's why Rogers v. Lodge is so important. It gave people a new way to challenge systems that were discriminatory, even if they couldn't find a, you know, a smoking gun.
And Justice White, he wrote the majority opinion. He even gave a way to analyze these cases. He said, look at the big picture.
Mm-hmm.
Is there what's called block voting? One racial group always voting together against candidates from the other group.
Yeah. And he said, look at the history. Was there discrimination that made it hard for black people to even register to vote? Were officials ignoring the black community?
And was there a large black population but no black representatives? In Burke County, the answer to all those questions was yes.
Yeah.
And the court said, basically, it's pretty clear. This system is being used to weaken black voting power, whether anyone admits it or not.
This decision changed things. Communities all over could now challenge at-large elections, especially where there were racial disparities.
That's a huge deal.
Yeah.
Especially for those communities that had been shut out of politics for, well, forever.
Absolutely. But like any Supreme Court case, Rogers v. Lodge had its critics. Some dissenting opinions brought up some really important points. We'll talk about those next.
You know, some really strong dissents came out of Rogers v. Lodge. Justice Powell and Justice Rehnquist, they argued the majority was contradicting Mobile v. Bolden, that case we talked about.
So they're saying the court's changing the rules. Like, now, this evidence is enough, but before in Mobile, it wasn't?
Exactly. They were worried about judges basically having to guess what officials were thinking without real proof. Justice Powell even wrote that this could mean ANEL election system could be thrown out if it didn't perfectly match the racial makeup of the voters.
So, like, if the results don't perfectly reflect the population, then automatically something's wrong. That was the worry. And then there's Justice Stevens. He went in a totally different direction. He thought focusing on intent was, well, kind of pointless.
So instead of figuring out what people were thinking when they made the system, he thought the court should be looking at something else.
Yeah. He said, focus on whether the system has a good reason to exist the way it does. If not, then maybe it's unconstitutional, regardless of what anyone intended. This whole intent thing, he said, it's too hard to figure out consistently, and it misses the point.
He's more about outcomes, not hidden motives. Like, is this fair in practice? Does it give everyone a real chance to participate? If not, then who cares what the original idea was?
Exactly. He cared about effects, not what was in someone's head. This brings up something we still debate today. Should courts be trying to read politicians' minds, or should they just look at if a system produces fair results?
It's a tough one. Good arguments on both sides. But the majority opinion is what counts. And Rogers v. Lodge, there's no denying it had a big impact. All over the country, people started challenging large systems. More single-member districts, where minority voters actually had a shot at electing someone to represent them.
It was a turning point. Rogers v. Lodge is still used in cases about voter suppression and gerrymandering because it said, yep, sometimes you can prove discrimination even without that gotcha evidence of intent.
That's a big legacy. But makes you think, what about Justice Stevens' idea? Could it apply to A&R group that shut out of power, even if no one's being obviously racist?
It's worth thinking about. The case was about race, but Stevens' dissent, it makes you wonder, could you use this to challenge systems that hurt women or poor communities or religious minorities, even if you can't prove someone was intentionally discriminating against them?
That's a deep thought. It shows how Rogers v. Lodge, even though it was about one specific situation, it also started a bigger conversation. How do we make sure our democracy is truly fair and representative?
And that conversation is still going on today as we try to figure out voting rights and fair representation.
So we've covered the dissents, the impact of the decision, but I'm curious, what actually changed because of Rogers v. Lodge? Did things actually happen out in the real world?
Absolutely. Tons of lawsuits popped up all over challenging at-large elections, and many of them won. Cities, counties, even states, they had to rethink how they did elections, you know, to make sure they weren't shutting out minority voters. Lots of places switched from at-large to single-member districts, so voters in a smaller area could elect someone who actually represented them.
So this case in Burke County, Georgia, it changed things for the whole country.
Yeah, it did. And we still see those changes today. Rogers v. Lodge didn't just change the law, it changed politics. It gave communities power to demand fair representation. And it made those in charge take a look at systems that had been unfair for a long time.
It's amazing how one court case can do so much. It reminds us that courts can protect people who have been ignored or silenced. But how did lawyers actually USE Rogers v. Lodge? Like, what strategies did they use to fight these bad voting systems?
Well, one thing was using Justice White's framework from the majority opinion. Remember those things he said to look for? Block voting patterns, history of discrimination, whether officials actually cared about the minority community.
Right, that big picture approach.
Exactly. Lawyers used that to build their cases. They collected data on voting, dug into the history of discrimination in an area, and showed how officials had ignored or even hurt minority voters.
So they were telling a story that showed discrimination, even if they couldn't find someone saying, we're doing this to keep black voters out.
Yeah, exactly. They used the evidence to show intent, even if it wasn't said out loud. And Rogers v. Lodge gave them a way to do that. Another thing they did was focus on the impact of at-large systems. They showed how these systems always led to minority voters not being able to elect who they wanted, even if they were a big part of the population.
So they showed how these systems actually hurt people, how they meant some communities had no real power.
Exactly. And it wasn't just about race. Rogers v. Lodge was about race, but it opened the door for fighting other kinds of discrimination, too. We saw cases against systems that hurt women, ethnic minorities, any group that was being kept out of power.
So Rogers v. Lodge wasn't just about race. It was a blueprint for how to fight any system that kept certain groups quiet.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it. It's like Rogers v. Lodge gave people the tools to dismantle all kinds of unfair systems, even the ones that looked okay on the surface.
But I bet there was pushback. Like, people who liked the old system, they must have fought back, right?
Oh, of course. They weren't going to give up power easily. They said Rogers v. Lodge was judges overstepping, sticking their noses where they didn't belong, that elections should be up to the legislature, not the courts.
Like, courts, stay out of our elections.
Whoa.
Let the elected officials decide.
Exactly. They also said single-member districts would be too expensive, too complicated, that it would just make politics even more divided.
That sounds familiar. Like the arguments we hear today about voting rights and how elections should work, it's like this fight for fairness is never really over. There are always people who don't want things to change, especially if it means they lose power.
You're right. And that's why we have to keep paying attention and keep fighting for voting rights. What we win in court, like with Rogers v. Lodge, can be lost if we don't keep working at it.
It shows that a real democracy, a fair one, it takes work. It's never finished.
Absolutely. But cases like Rogers v. Lodge, they give us hope. They show that things can change, that even powerful, unfair systems can be challenged and beaten. And they remind us that the law can be a tool to fight for justice, to help people who are being treated unfairly, and to make sure everyone has a real say in our democracy.
It's inspiring. A group of people in Burke County, Georgia, they started something that changed the whole country. It shows how powerful it can be to keep fighting for what's right, to believe that even when things seem impossible, change can happen.
Yeah, well said. Rogers v. Lodge was a huge win, but the fight for voting rights, it's not over.
Right. There are still people trying to stop people from voting, to rig districts, to make it harder for certain groups to vote.
Exactly. That's why Rogers v. Lodge is still so important today. It reminds us that we have to protect voting rights for everyone, hold our leaders accountable, and keep fighting anything that weakens the idea of equal representation.
It's a call to action for all of us. To stay involved in the fight for a truly just and fair democracy. Well, that brings us to the end of our deep dive into Rogers v. Lodge. It's been a fascinating look at how voting rights work, and we hope you understand this landmark case better now and how it still affects us today.
Remember, a fair democracy takes work. Stay informed, stay involved, and never give up the fight for the right to vote.